Track 7. Programme aims to boost job prospects for care staff. A pioneering new programme has been launched to improve career opportunities for care-experienced young people in Devon. Devon County Council and Exeter College have worked in partnership to develop the Positive About Care Experienced programme, PACE, with the aim of creating a groundbreaking business network dedicated to working with young people who are or have been in the care system. The scheme is designed to help young employers feel confident in their ability to support care-experienced young people and to commit with working with us and Exeter College to remove barriers that they might face. Evidence that Devon County Council have gathered suggests that those in the care system are facing significant challenges in finding suitable employment and training across the county. Last year in Devon, 25% of children in care over the age of 18 and around 35% of care leavers were not engaged in education, employment or training. Employers who sign up to PACE will be offered regular training days throughout the year, delivered by a team of staff from the County Council and Exeter College. The training covers a wide range of subjects, including recruitment, inclusive employment, mentoring, apprenticeships, and grants and funding. Among those who attended the launch event was Jake McClure from the UK Health Security Agency, who's previously employed a care-experienced young person as an apprentice. Jake said, "PACE is such a great project to advocate for care-experienced young people. My own experience of employing a care-experienced apprentice was beneficial for both parties. He was passionate and a very capable talent, and we were able to support him to progress upwards into the business." Councillor Andrew Ledbetter, Cabinet Member with responsibility for Children's Services, said, "The great thing is that young people have been fully involved in the development of this training by telling us about their own experiences of entering employment and the difficulties they've faced."
I wish I was a police officer. Pupils from a Newton Abbott Primary School had special visitors this week, the town's Police Community Support Officers, PCSO. PCSOs Deborah McCaffrey and Sharon Roffrey paid a visit to All Saints Marsh Church of England Academy to speak to children about their role in the community. "It looks like we will be having an influx of applications from in the years to come," the spokesperson for Newton Abbott Police said. "Thank you to our visitors today who spoke to us about keeping us safe and their job," a spokesperson for the school said. When asked who wants to be a police officer, almost the whole school said yes.
New campaign to stop attacks on livestock. Devon and Cornwall Police are supporting Op Recall, a national operation launched by Cheshire Police, the RSPCA and Nature Watch Foundation, which aims to raise awareness of the impact of livestock worrying and prevent future livestock attacks. During 2023, Devon and Cornwall Police received 140 reports of attacks on livestock. As a result of these attacks, hundreds of sheep were killed either during the attack or later as a result of extensive injuries they received. A recent report from the National Farmers Union, released in February 24, confirmed that dog attacks on livestock throughout the UK were estimated to cost £2.5 million last year, up nearly 30% compared to the previous year. The report stated that the South West region was the worst hit, with attacks estimated to have cost £359,000. To raise awareness about the consequences of livestock attacks, rural affairs officers and local policing teams will be supported by special constables and volunteers to engage with the public and provide advice as to how to reduce livestock attacks across the counties. Rural Affairs Officer, Police Constable Julian Fry said, Livestock worrying can have serious consequences. So if you're walking your dog in an open space, make sure your dog is under effective controls at all time. They should not be unaccompanied outside of the home, and their behaviour should always be managed, especially around livestock. Livestock worrying is a criminal offence. It is also an offence if a dog is not on a lead or under close control in a field or enclosure of sheep. Dog owners are reminded that farmers have the right to take appropriate action to protect their livestock from attacks, and the owners of dogs witness chasing or attacking livestock could receive 6 months' imprisonment and or a fine of up to £1,000. If you witness an attack on livestock, please do not intervene. Keep yourself safe and call 999. Information relating to attacks on livestock that are not currently happening should be reported to the police online or by calling 101.
A bridge too far for the heaviest vehicles in Devon. Devon has more bridges unfit to carry the heaviest vehicles allowed on roads than any area in Great Britain, new figures show. The motoring research charity, the RAC Foundation, which carried out the analysis, expressed concerns over the impact of severe weather and a shortage of engineering skills. Figures obtained by the organisation through Freedom of Information requests showed there were 222 substandard bridges in Devon at the end of 2023. These bridges cannot carry the largest 44-ton lorries allowed on the nation's road. It was the highest figure in Great Britain, and they accounted for 8% of the 2,720 bridges in the area. Steve Gooding of the RAC Foundation said, "As ever, we're grateful to all the authorities who answered our questions. This data should not be used as a stick to beat highway authorities with, but seen as a weather vane which indicates the way the highway condition wind is blowing." The organisation analysed 201 responses from the 208 local highways authorities in England, Scotland and Wales. Between the responses, 2,928, 4% of the total 73,208 road bridges were substandard. Some were substandard because they were built to earlier design standards, while others have deteriorated through age and use. Mr. Gooding said, "While on the one hand it looks like councils are holding their own in keeping their road networks functioning, with every year which passes, we're seeing the challenge of maintaining climate resilient increase in the face of more extreme weather." He added, "A drive in recruiting, training and retainment of engineers alongside a new 5-year funding settlement for local roads would help protect the bridges." Local authorities said they would ideally want to bring 1,955 of their substandard bridges back up to full carrying capacity, but budget constraints mean they anticipate that only 292 will have the necessary work carried out on them within the next 5 years. The bridge maintenance work backlog across Britain is an estimated £6.8 billion. Keith Harwood, chair of Adept National Bridges Group, said, "Our nation's highway infrastructure represents centuries of investment, serving as the backbone of our economy and our communities."